Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Well, there's only a few of us on the front porch tonight, so it's going to be a really close conversation. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
And I'm Steve.
Steve may cut in and out, so we may end up having, it depends, he's got internet storms or something going on, who knows. So Steve's going to do a lot of listening, but I'm sure if for some reason what he says doesn't come through, he'll text it to me and I'll talk to it. So I know we normally start out with the story of the day. Do you want to try and tell the story of the day, Steve, or are you, how's your internet? Okay.
Steve's think we have our answer.
Yeah. All right. So normally we do, I apologize, this is season two, where we normally do a song, and then we normally do a news story, and then we do a word.
And I have words.
Good. Let's do words. What does Barbie have to say for a word?
All right. Pornocchio.
Pornocchio. Is it somebody who lies about watching porno?
Oh, you're so close. It's a person who embellishes their sex life to look cooler.
Oh.
Pornocchio.
I like Pornocchio.
Pornocchio.
That'll be a good title for this.
And we are not Pornocchios, because what we brag about, we really did. And oftentimes, together.
Right. That's true. So we're not Pornocchios. We're really, we're reality real people. We're
the, that's right. All right. There's another one.
Okay.
A scrivener.
Oh, is that when you steal like somebody's underwear or somebody's like earring or somebody's stuff so that you can have like trophies because you fucked this person?
Yes, exactly. I didn't know that was even a thing, but it's exactly a small souvenir that you take from a lover following a sexual encounter because you were so enthralled that you...
I was going to tell you, so if you go back, all of you listeners, if this is your first time, go back and find some of the other podcasts. You want to find the podcast where we're talking about Beauregard, because Beauregard tells about how he would, he has this place where he hides his condoms. He fucks around with his socks on because he likes to hide his condoms in his socks. When we were discussing that, I was thinking, you know what? Barbie, if there's ever a time that we get together and do Beauregard again, I'm going to steal one of his socks.
That's fantastic. Watch out, Beauregard. You'll go home with one sock on.
So, Bo, if you're listening and we do the dirty thing again, you better hold on to those socks. We should just make it a game to steal one of his socks.
Actually, there's two of us and he has 2 feet. We just take both of them. We just pull them. There are socks.
But the thing
now.
Is, but
we
the thing
put
is,
them on.
If we're in the room with Elle, then it really becomes a competition of musical socks.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's gonna get it? Who's gonna, because
there's only two for the three of us, right?
But I think we wait until Beauregard is heavy into fucking someone like on his knees or something, and then pull him off while he's right in the middle of it. Don't you think that'd be fun, Steve? Oh, he can't answer.
That's okay. Okay, to cool, because poor Steve only gets the text.
That's all right. We'll take tech. We encourage people to contact us through any means.
That's true. So, and that's a great lead in for if you do wish to contact us, the easiest way to contact us is to go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. There is a button right now to email Janet. There's a button to email Roger. So Steve has his answer, and it says, have Elle squirt on his socks, and you and Barbie can grab them and when he takes them off.
Oh, there you go. Because they'll be wet. They'll be wet. He won't like that.
They'll be sticky wet. Yes. Yeah. Wet, sticky socks.
That's a good, yeah.
Well, so, what I wanted to talk about is, I want to talk about aging and the lifestyle. Okay. Because that's where I am. And I know that that's where you are. Because I've been in the lifestyle for 20 years. You've been in for over 20 years. And I tell people that I'm semi-retired. And I talked about it on the last couple of podcasts that I have a real difficult time now when we meet couples one-on-one. Because if I'm not interested in the guy, I have a hard time saying no. And I don't want to hurt his feelings. But and the reason that this topic came up was because, I met a woman this week. Okay. Fabio and I are moving and we're going to another location. And this woman is in this smaller town that we're moving to. Okay. And so when I told one of the other couples that we've played with that I was moving to this town, he said, oh, you have to look her up. And he said, you know, she's a unicorn. He said, but the last time I talked to her, she said she was getting out of the lifestyle and that her boyfriend was vanilla. And so, but he said, but you still need to look her up because it's always great to have somebody in the same town who's been in the lifestyle, even if they're not still playing.
Right.
It's good because when you tell a story and something blurts out like naughty in New Orleans, okay, they don't look at you like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay.
Exactly.
Or when you blurt out something like whiskey dick, okay, or something else, right? The conversation, it's a trusted conversation. Okay. Because when you know that somebody else is as open as you are and is open to, obviously, if you're in the lifestyle, you have to be a little bit open. Okay. So they're open as you are. So anyway, he tells us this, the husband of the couple tells us, you know, you should meet her. So yesterday we were at an event and I had texted her and said, hey, you know, this is Janet. And we're in town and, I'm the blonde and, you know, I'm wearing XYZ, whatever it was that I was wearing. And we're going to be at this bar. And so come say hi to me. And so we went and it turns out that the bar that we went to, she's the owner of the bar. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. You did not know that?
No, I knew it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like, we had been there like a couple weeks ago and had asked for her and we kind of didn't want to, you don't want to tell the bartender, you know, they're like, do you know her? No, I really don't know her, but I heard she's in the lifestyle. So I should really talk to her, you know, because we really should be good friends.
We're kindred spirits here. We're kindred spirits. I have never met her, but I know I love her.
Okay. So, so she comes out to talk to us and, she meets Fabio and she's cute, you know, she's pretty good looking and she's got some, you know, she's got the gray hair and so do I, you know, I've got the white silver hair stuff and she's got the gray hair and it's in a nice, you know, just well coiffed and she's got good makeup on. She's looking pretty good. So I'm guessing that she's probably in her 60s, maybe, maybe 70s. I don't know. And I always lie up on my age, y'all. Okay.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. Then they say, oh, God, you look great.
Right. So, because I'm 63, but I say that I'm 73. Okay.
So, oh, my goodness. You say you're 73.
Totally. Right.
Okay. That's so hilarious.
Okay, so I'll go off on a tangent, just like girls Please. Do when we're talking, because I am at a party a couple months ago at Lola and Kyle's. Okay. And we're at a party at Lola and Kyle's, and this other couple is there that I've never met before. And so there's a lot of the people that we play with. There's about 6 or 8 people around. And so I start playing with this other couple. And she starts playing with Fabio. I'm playing with this guy. It's the guy. I'll tell you who it is. It's the guy that was doing the stick it in and let it hold, the Mormon sex.
No. Not guy. Just okay. the staller.
Right. Yes, the staller. Okay. So it was the staller guy. And so we are talking afterwards, as you do, because we're older. So, you know, you only got a couple in you. So you're laying there talking. And I told her I was 73. And she's like, oh, no, you're not 73 and blah, 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 blah. And I pulled it off really well, you know, because I was just like, yeah, I am. And I said, you know, Fabio and I and you know, because Fabio is older than I am, but it makes it easier for me to pull it off. And I can say easily, because the reason you use 10 is because it's easier to subtract from your birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah. It makes it real easy to subtract. Yeah. If you have to say the year that you were born, it's real easy to go down by 10. Don't go down by 8 or 9 and have to do math. Because if you're trying right. you have to do math, it sucks. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I tell her this, and I completely forget that I tell her that this is it. And the next week I don't see Lola and Kyle. And then about, you know, half a week later, Lola gives me a phone call and she goes, why did you tell her that you are 10 years older? She goes, I always do that. And she goes, I know, but you need to warn me that you did it. Okay. Mm. And she goes, she told me this and I started laughing. So it's like, okay, I got to get my friends in on this. So
yeah,
that I,
because yeah,
I will lie about my age. Anyway, so we'll go back to, so now we're talking to this new lady and I'm going to call her Bunny. So we're talking to Bunny. And Bunny is just the sweetest and nicest lady. And she tells me, and she goes, yeah, I bought this bar a couple years ago. And she goes, I met that couple in Naughty in New Orleans. And I go, it's in Naughty in New Orleans. And so, you know, here's the thing is, for all of you listening who don't know what Naughty in New Orleans is, that is when two hotels full of people take over New Orleans, okay, on a weekend. And they're all lifestyle. And so there are events, and then there are like Colette's has freed anybody from Naughty New Orleans on Thursday night, and then they'll end up at Colette's. So there's no reason to pay to go over to Colette's because everybody's at these two hotels. So it's, and then they have like sex classes where the person's going and they're telling you, this is how you make a woman come. And I was like, oh, I'll go to that class. And then they go, it'll cost $335 for you. I was like, I do not need to pay $335 for you to teach me how to make a woman come.
Okay? Oh, I've been doing it for years.
Right.
You don't need
and so it was at Naughty in New Orleans. One of the parties is a blackout room where you go into the room and there is no light at all. Absolutely no light at all. So if you go in there, okay, there is the only way you're going to figure out if it's a man that's sucking your dick and you're another man is if you reach down and reach for his dick to find out that it's another man. So you better
or his beard.
you got to do some feeling around if you're a little bit of homophobic there, all you men that have this issue. Okay. But for me, it's a jump in that room and let's do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, But my problem with the blackout room is like they don't ever start it until like 11:30 at night. Okay. And so I am sleeping at 11:30 at night. Okay. Why do you think that I am some college kid? Okay. That has come down here.
And I would bet you money, the majority of the people at that are over 40.
I would too. And so that's where I really get into this age issue is, and again, I'm off on a tangent, but that's what happens when we girls talk, is that why do we do this? Why do they have to do this? Act like they're not 40 or 50. You know, why do they have to do this? Is that a way to recapture your youth? Oh, I went out and partied till 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh no, hell no. I'm an adult that gets to like live my life. And if I want to sleep, I want to sleep. So let's party, but let's party at 6 p.m.
Okay? Yeah. Let's do it in the afternoon. I'm telling you, the parties that we used to have were still some of the best ever. The afternoon delight. Fabulous.
And afternoon to
early
parties.
Evening.
Right. So
and done by 10.
You bet. So the Naughty New Orleans is definitely experienced. It's a 3-day weekend, 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 days. Okay. I think we went down there for 3 days. And it was there that I met this couple that then told me to go ahead and talk to Bunny. And Bunny says, yeah, I had been down in Naughty New Orleans and some other stuff like that. And then she said, well, most of the people at this bar are lifestylers. Oh. And I look around and I got to tell you, Fabio is the best looking guy at this bar. There's nobody there that I want to fuck.
Oh.
Nobody. Okay.
Yeah.
Because these guys are all... one of them looks like he weighs about 350 pounds. Another one has the big old beer belly. Another one has the whiskey nose that's just, you know, 2-3 times as big as his face because he's drank whiskey all of his life. You know, they do not look like anybody that I want to do. And so she's standing there and she says, yeah, these guys are lifestylers. She goes, but I'm really not in lifestyle anymore. She goes, because it's become very one-sided. And she said, I don't like any of these guys.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? I don't like any of them either.
Yeah.
Just don't. And it dawned on me. I don't know what happens. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't like older guys because there's some older guys that are hot.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Not
hot.
It's not age. It's not age.
But it's this attitude that the guys get that are in the lifestyle, that have been in lifestyle for 20 years, that it doesn't matter what I look like because this is the promiscuous club. Okay. Oh. And the women that are in this are going to do me no matter what. So it's like that club. And
somebody needs to give them the memo. Give them the memo. Here it is. No, if you're going to be in this business or you're going to investigate, you don't have to be a supermodel, but even just try. If you're 350 pounds, try to lose some weight. Or, I mean, if it's something that, you know, the big beer belly or something. I mean, at least try to put yourself together. And I don't know. I just think there are ways that you can make yourself more attractive. But you're right. It is extremely one-sided. It is. And the sad thing is, too, once you get a certain age, you know, okay, so you're looking at these guys and they're not that attractive, but their equipment probably doesn't work either. You know,
right
now you
right.
got it. Now it's a job. Now I got to try and get you to have a good time, and that's not my job.
Right, and so you're right. That's not my job. So I've got Barbie on my shoulder now. Steve says that Elle has gone to where she's moved to being attracted to more of the black men for that reason, because older black men tend to, you know, the black doesn't crack is kind of real in that they don't tend to let themselves go as much.
That's true. That is true.
They don't. And
I would.
So Bunny was saying, I kind of am not in a lifestyle. She goes, I got a vanilla boyfriend, first of all, that I don't think he knows, or I don't want him to know that I was in this lifestyle because I don't think he can handle it. So we're like, okay. So that's good for us to know. So we're friends. So if I'm ever out with her boyfriend, then I'm going to make sure that I don't say some stuff.
Yeah. And watch his head, though.
Definitely can't be drinking around him. Okay. So, but the other thing was, she said, and she made the comment, that, you know, it just was very one-sided anymore. So she pretty much had retired. And so as we're walking home, I said to Fabio, you know, I think that's why I really have gone to where all I like is the parties. And I don't like the big parties because I don't like to have the sparkle ponies running around and stuff. I want to have the parties that are where the majority, the average age is typically 55 or 60. But what happens is, like, the one party that I love to go to, and it's coming up in 2 weeks. Okay. In 2 weeks time, I'm going to go. And I'm trying to get her to come on the podcast. They make sure they always have probably about 4 or 5 BBCs for younger BBCs for you to play with. And mm-hmm. and that's just because it's a reality of a reality of the thing. And so Steve's shaking his head for L because, that's definitely the way it is. And so I don't know. I'm trying to analyze, you know, how this is. It's not. Plus, I wanted to talk to Crimson. I want to get her back on because I know that her sexual libido is up, but I don't know if she is supplementing it because I used to use the hormone cream. And I know mm-hmm. that Elle uses the hormone cream because I recommended it to Elle. Mm-hmm. And then she's gotten it and she uses the hormone cream. And I got to tell you, ladies out there, if you are losing your sexual drive or if you're a little dry and you have the ability to take the hormone cream, yes, do it. Okay. Yeah. Or the pellets, because I have friends that do pellets. Now, I am not the person the pellets, you put 3 pellets in your hip or something and they last for 3 months. And then right at the end of the 3 months, you know that your sexual drive is waning. So you do it again. That's not me. I'm not that person. I liked the cream that I could put on every day now, but mm-hmm. I've stopped using the cream, and that's just because I want to match. I want to match Fabio's libido. Okay. Because that's where he is. And because of, and it's very pertinent, prostate cancer, because of that and the prostate cancer that he has had and where he is, I would rather match his needs than mine and turn it off. Cause I don't want to say it's false, but it's just an added bonus that you can stop doing. It's an additive mm-hmm. that you can stop doing. And I've stopped doing that, but I think my sexual drive goes about once every 3 months. I want to go and get my brains fucked out. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go do that.
This is the perfect time for a break.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of 6 or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues, just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums, because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
But now I've come to realize the reason that I really like these parties, and I like them at certain locations, is because I know the caliber of men that she invites to her party, and I don't have to worry about. Now I do have to worry about a little bit because a couple of those guys have tried to contact me, and I've said we're not interested. Okay, but I'm wondering if my big fear is as I continue on in my journey, am I going to get to where 5 or 7 years from now, even those guys don't have the good selection anymore? And then what is it? Does it, do I just totally retire? I mean, I know that you've retired totally. Do you miss it? Do you want to go back? Do you have the desire to meet one of the BBCs, like Beauregard or somebody?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that I've reached that age and that physical capacity. Like, I have a lot of orthopedic issues that make it so challenging that, I mean, I can't get my brains hammered out because then I can't walk the next day. I mean, literally. Right. So, it's stuff like that where I go, I want to fuck. I just physically, if you're going to pound on me and stuff, I can't. And I can't control myself enough to not let that happen in the moment. Because right. If I'm in the moment, it's all go, baby. I mean, I'm going to do everything I can to have a great time. And then I'm going to be crippled the next day. So I'm old and I'm broken because of my lifestyle. And, from when I was a kid, we did rodeo stuff and horses, and that is not good for your skeletal system. So I feel like I've been a football player.
I'm listening to the podcast Dying for Sex. Okay. Dying for Sex has become also a show on Hulu. Dying for Sex, the storyline on Dying for Sex is that a woman is at 42 years old, is diagnosed with breast cancer and it's terminal. And the reason that it's terminal is because when she was 35, she went to the doctor and she found a lump on her breast. And when she went to the doctor to say she had a lump on her breast, the doctor said, "You're too young to have breast cancer," and didn't bother to look at it further, do any imaging or anything else. And so then it metastasized and it got worse. And so the storyline on the podcast is that she's dying, and what she does is she divorces her husband, and she decides to go out and have a lot of sexual fun before she dies. Mm. And so the podcast is about her and her best friend, but it's also about her sexual adventures. So they go into some of the stuff that we've gone in on this podcast about feet and some other stuff. And it's kind of interesting to listen to. But the episode I just listened to was her discussing that it got to a point where she had hundreds of guys that she had done. But it was getting to where she was forgetting who it was that she'd done some stuff with or whatever. And she was at a point where she almost wanted the longer relationship than just the wham bang thank you ma'am. And it made me think about this is because I know that Crimson doesn't have that. She's still running around and it's her by herself, and I know that you have your hubby and I have Fabio and Elle has Steve. And I know that relationship, I couldn't do this without that relationship.
Oh, I agree.
I couldn't do this without home base. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's because it's more than just, to me, it's more than just the act. I mean, we relive it. We talk about it. Years later, we will talk about stuff and laugh, or we'll talk about stuff and go, "Oh, remember that?" I mean, you got to have some, I don't know. To me, I like having that somebody with me where we're sharing the similar journey.
Right. Well, here comes Roger.
Looky here.
Who's getting in at the end of this old lady talk. So the old ladies were talking about their sexual prowess. I wanted to give you an update. Now, Roger hasn't even heard this story at all because he was gone last episode. But when I told Fabio that I had told you guys the story about that wonderful thing in the middle of that master bedroom, Fabio's like, well, did you tell him that there was a half wall there? And he goes, well, because that's important. I said, well, I did not tell you guys that there was a half wall. What I told you is that the guy sat down and went to the bathroom in the middle of his master bedroom before we fucked, that was really stupid and weird. And it's the weirdest house I've ever been in. And he's like, well, the wall made a difference. No, the half wall did not make a difference. No. I don't give a shit if you had a half wall in the middle of your master bedroom. It was still a very weird situation.
An open toilet in the middle of the bedroom. But still going back to, he actually used it in front of you. I just can't even.
It's not like he stood up and pissed in it like I'm a dude, right? He sat down. He sat down.
Like he was taking a shit.
The toilet.
He didn't know if he was taking a shit.
I did not know.
I'm splitting the difference on this one. I mean, have you ever just fucked till your legs are jelly and all of a sudden that toilet 15 feet away turns to 50? I mean, there's a certain amount of convenience here.
But they hadn't fucked yet. So you haven't even fucked this person and they do a toilet in front of you. I'm sorry. Ooh, don't do the toilet. No, go to a different toilet. Step outside. Do whatever you got to do. But not in the middle of the bedroom.
I know the toilet's a little weird. I got IBS. I mean, just nothing. Just nothing.
Oh. Use a different bathroom. Use a different bathroom. Or don't have a swingers party.
It wasn't a swingers party. It was meeting. He knew that it was just us that were meeting them for dinner and we were going back to their house to play. Okay, it was not even a party. It was, they knew I was coming. So, like, come on, people. You should have covered that thing up. I don't care how you covered it up with a blanket or whatever else it was. Anything. And go down and use the bathroom in the hallway. Don't use the bathroom in the master bedroom and expect me to fuck you on the bed that's 5 feet away while you sat down and peed and didn't wash your hands.
Oh, no. No, none of that is sexy. Take note, folks. Not one of that is sex. And I don't care who you are. I'm sorry.
From a woman's perspective. It brings me back around to sometimes we take the lifestyle for granted that we're in the lifestyle and we think because we're meeting this other couple and everybody has said, we've skipped a step. I was talking about this with Lola a couple weeks ago. She said, we've skipped a step. You know, that if you meet another man outside of the lifestyle, there's this dance where you have to figure out, are you gonna go home with me, are you gonna let me fuck you, are we not gonna let you fuck, and there's this dance that you do. But when you meet a lifestyle couple and it's another lifestyle couple, the expectation that we're playing is pretty high, right? And there's the discussion is a little bit different. And it's just assumed, that you're going to play with the other person, that you've met them for dinner. And even if you don't like them, you know, it's assumed, like the guys assume, and I don't want to sound like this is all the guys' fault, okay? No. Because maybe it's because I haven't been, well, actually I have now, because Fabio has told me, oh no, that one's too ugly. Usually the guy's like, I'll do anything. Okay. If it's tits and pussy, I don't care. If she's got a wart on her nose or whatever, put a bag over her face, let's fuck her.
Oh yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. Close your eyes and fuck away. Yeah.
Right. So that's, you know, but the women were a little bit pickier. And the thing is, a step gets missed in the lifestyle because we make the assumption. And then as these guys get older, and you're not there yet, Roger, but you came in on the end of this conversation. These older guys that are in their 70s that are in the lifestyle, quote unquote, there was a whole room of them and none of them were fuckable. None of them. It's just like, God, I want to go to my, you know, trusted party that is, you know, hours away and go there and where she is careful to invite some younger BBCs, even the BBCs that are the same age as I, the guys she's inviting have gone to the gym. have cared for themselves a little bit, you know, have shaved. Okay.
Yeah. Put cologne on or something. I mean, they tried to make themselves more attractive.
Right.
And then you have people who haven't even taken a shower. And you're like, what is happening here?
Right. And here's the thing is, go ahead, Roger.
I get what you're saying, and I agree 100%. It's, you know, a lot less common, but equally disappointing when there's a woman who's just kind of given up. I don't want to say given up on herself, just started to kind of let a few things go and just not. Yeah, so I'm right with you on this.
And I'm not saying Barbie doll sparkle pony stuff. I'm not saying that at all because I am not that. Okay,
I'm not
that. I am the few extra pounds. I will try to stay athletic because if I'm doing this, I want to be able to breathe while we're doing this. So I'm going to be doing some cardio before I go to these parties to make sure I'm in shape enough to do at least a couple people, right? So I'm going to do that. And if it ever comes a time when I'm not in shape, I don't know if I'm going to go to the party. I'm just not going to go. You know, because I don't, I will retire completely. So I'm semi-retired, but this, this woman that I met this week, she was just like, I have retired because where I am in this small town, there's nobody worth fucking. It's a little one-sided. And she said, and I'm the bait. And
yeah. And I really wonder, I mean, it's always been more male dominant in any of the sexual stuff, but I'm wondering if there's an age, like you had mentioned. I mean, do we get to a point where, unless you're at a party where they've specifically invited some studs to come and service you, you know, the age group and the people that you're meeting, I mean.
But then part of me knows that if I'm in the nursing home and there's a guy that's got a hard on, okay, I'm going to try the hard on. I'll fuck it.
Whether he wants to or not.
I'm just, you know, yeah, I'll still do that. I mean, I don't, you know, sure, we'll have to make adjustments. Will Steve be able to take me and fuck me up against the wall? No, probably not, because I'll be too old, okay? And Steve will be a little bit older, and his legs will get tired and all that other stuff. He's shaking his head yes and no. Y'all, Steve's internet's screwing up, so all I can see is his visuals. It's kind of fun. We're playing this game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think I'll still be there. I will have to adjust. It's not, there's certain positions. I can't do doggy, you guys, because I'm 5 minutes in, I am off my knees. Okay. Yeah. I'm just off my knees. Right. But put me in a swing, and I'm good. Okay. Yeah. Bring it on.
I'd rather pin you down on your stomach anyway, but that's just.
Right. And so I'm all for that. Okay. So there's just certain positions that are going to have to happen. And then there's got to be lots of coconut oil around because I'm just dry anymore. That's what it is, people. Yeah. I would love to squirt all over the place for you. And the only way that's happening is if I get the Enjoy out. And even then, it's not as much liquid as it used to be. Okay. So we get over that. So I don't mess up the sheets as much. Okay. It's a credit to me. But it was sad that Bunny had to retire from the lifestyle because the pickings weren't any good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, I was talking to some other lifestyle friends. They just went to a gathering last week and last Saturday. And so I hit her up on Sunday and said, how was it? She said, you know, every time we go, we ask ourselves why. And she said, but yet we go back. And then we ask ourselves, why? People are not fuckable. I hope we're not scaring off our audience. I don't want to scare off our audience. If you're new to this and it's something you want to try, get out there. But just realize, you know, people come in all shapes, sizes, colors, religious beliefs, political beliefs, all of that. And You're gonna meet the whole bell curve.
I'm just trying to be realistic and make this a real. This is not. We're not going to be a Kodak moment show. We're not going to be, you know, because I've listened to some of the other podcasts and some of the crap that those people are acting like. And I'm like, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know,
we've been doing this too long.
That's not how it really works, right?
Yeah. And we've done this like all over the United States. So it's not just a regional thing. You know, we're not saying that, oh, in our state, this is what happened. No. It's everywhere.
Right. And I guess, and so maybe that's another thing that I really do like about Paris is because the way the clubs are set up, the places for you to fuck, there's places for you to fuck that it doesn't matter how old you are. You can sit in the middle of the counter and they can just come around and fuck you and fuck you and fuck you. And you can suck the guy off behind you. I mean, there's space in the front and space in the back. And it's like, yeah, let's have a good time. Okay. So you can lean your head over the back of the cushion and suck on that guy while the other guy's fucking you. That's easy. You know, and you want to turn me over and put me on my stomach and fuck me that way. Roger, you can do that. And then there can be somebody on the front end. And I don't know, the other Roger can come. Okay. Cause you said there's a Roger too. Let's bring him to Paris, put him on the counter. Let's do it. Okay, that's a fun time.
Speaking of the other Roger, we may have to pick this up next time. I think it is just you said this, and it just reminded me. I think he wanted me to ask you about, because there's so many places to play at. Did you ever go to the place that is either like, it's not? I don't think it's in the airport. I think it's just right outside it. He thought there was a club right there
in Paris.
Yes,
and there's something like 235 libertine clubs in Paris.
My goodness, mm-hmm. I was born in the wrong country. Damn, and now I'm over the hill.
So I will ask Fabio because he's the one. Here's Fabio's trick. It doesn't matter what city we're in; he knows where all the strip clubs are. Oh, he knows all of his directions based upon where that strip club is, where legs is, okay, or where whatever, you know, tits and ass place is. I don't know. It's, you know, everything direction wise is based upon where the strip club is. Because when I first met him, he was like to peruse the sex clubs, the strip clubs. I personally do not care for the strip clubs in the United States because it is like going to a buffet and not being able to eat the food that you're looking at. You know, why the hell are you looking at the food? Right. If I can't fuck it, okay? And it's if I have to pay to fuck it.
It's a tease. It's just a tease. Yeah.
Right. It's a tease. It is.
I saw a meme this weekend that goes with that. And I'm with Fabio on this. I mean, I've picked up a couple strippers over the course of the years. And you know, is it going to be a Pornhub fantasy? No. But it didn't disappoint either. But the meme I saw said something to the effect of smooth seas never made a good sailor. Give that stripper or girl in the asylum a chance.
Oh. There you go.
Steve says we've quit going to one party for that exact reason. Unkept men. Who think that they can just walk up and start mauling Elle. And he said she was just creeped out and said that she wouldn't go back. And then he said, on the strip clubs, talk about blue balls. That's him for the strip clubs. Now, if I can ever get Fabio on, he has a story to tell about when he picked up a stripper and she stole his car.
I want to hear it.
I have a less traumatic stripper story. So, yeah, have to just do a stripper segment.
Right. We'll have to do a stripper segment. We're about done. We've talked about some real things. Barbie and I have a conversation.
Real quick, Roger. Quick. How many of you have ever been a stripper? How many of you have ever been up in front of people and taken your clothes off?
Oh, well,
anywhere. Well, I mean, like on a stage, take your clothes off.
At the Hustler Club in Las Vegas.
Yay! Yeah, I won a dance contest when I was 20 in a bar.
These guys bought me a lap dance with the strippers, and then I had some fun, and I made the one girl really happy, and I took her up on the stage, and we got into it. And so what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's supposed to stay in Vegas. I hope they never find this podcast and figure out that I did this, because I was corrupting some young girl that was with me. And it was actually during a work convention time that I did this thing.
Even better. Even better. Yes. That makes it better. I'm sorry.
Right.
It just does.
Right.
I'm there for work, but in the nighttime, watch it.
So funny is, like, years later, I will go over and see the one guy who I'm still friends with. And, I'll go out for lunch or whatever, and I'll meet him at the office, and I'll walk in and grab him, and we'll go to the office. And then later, as I'm leaving, the one guy will come out of the room and go, "Is that Janet? Janet from the Vegas?"
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you I'm the black sheep.
They knew you. They knew you were
right.
Wild. So
it's the reputation.
Now, Roger. Right. Roger, have you stripped? You are quite worthy.
I have the dance moves and rhythm of a fucking tree. So no.
A fucking tree. It's a fucking tree, though, okay? It's
okay.
One stick sticks out.
Yeah, pun intended. Just stand there and let me back up on it.
And Steve, I know you can't answer, but
I bet Steve has.
I'll bet Steve's been on a stage and woohoo. Yes, no. Oh, he's froze.
He's frozen, so we can't.
Every time we ask him a question, it freezes him.
Okay.
So we'll never know.
I always say that I'm going to cut these things make these podcasts shorter, and then we talk, and I just can't stop talking. So I apologize to all those flies on the wall. If you have to listen to this in a couple of segments, okay, please do so. I'd love to cut it shorter, but this is not scripted, and we just started talking about, and it just went on and on. So I promise
and
we'll
it's
get
good. It's good.
Try to get shorter. Right, just trying to be real here. No Kodak moments for us. You know, no porn Pinocchios. Is that Pinocchios?
No Pinocchios. And no. I have never taken a souvenir, but I'm getting ready to when we meet Beauregard. I'm gonna take a souvenir.
Right, we have to have a party together that is enough to take you out of retirement and to bring me out of retirement, and then to bring in a couple of our ones, bring in Crimson and Beauregard and some other stuff.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't it be fun? And we get, and then we would all get and jump on Roger too, because he actually listens, and you know that he's hard. So listen to this right at the end, the things that we would do to Roger too. I cannot wait.
Oh,
we get Roger shaking his head like, "You won't do it for me, but we'll do it for you." No, we'll do you both. We're talking London.
Can call London herself Bridges. Retired. I know she's got one more party in her.
I know I do. Yeah, I know I do.
Yeah. Right. So for all of you flies on the wall who've lasted this long, I appreciate it. We've already pushed the podcast in the beginning, so I don't have to push that again. Go back and listen to the beginning to get the old episodes. Tip Mandingo, you want us to talk about some other stuff? It's unscripted, obviously. So give us questions you want us to answer, or tell us your fantasies, and realize that we're not kink shaming. Okay, the only one who kink shames is Roger, but...
Oh, but he's usually worthy. The stuff he's kink shaving is pretty worthy.
Okay, right. We'll find. Anyway, so thank you for listening this far. And we hope that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.